USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer regarding another coronavirus relief bill. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats seem unwilling to negotiate on anything, especially unemployment benefits.
I think the American people are seeing Democrats refuse to even play ball, right? To even just say, all right, fine, let's have a week extension and let's move forward to get something that will actually work. I get phone calls every single day saying, please do not repass the $600 because it's making it where we can't hire people back. It's paying people not to work rather than to work.
People in North Carolina are being told to take Tropical Storm Isaias very seriously as it's predicted to hit hurricane status late Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The search for 8 Marines has ended in California. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
8 troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. 8 Marines were rescued, but one later died, and 2 are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego.
A Republican-led subcommittee in the Senate is holding a congressional hearing on the violence caused by Antifa and will hear from a number of witnesses. The Senate hearing will take place on Tuesday and be chaired by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as congressional leaders and the Trump administration continue to meet over a new coronavirus stimulus package, Republican Congressman from Florida, Brian Mass, tells Fox News what he'd like to see in the bill.
My mission, the president's mission, it's not politics. My mission is America, and that's very, very serious. I don't forget that from my time on the battlefield, and I don't forget that during my time here in Congress. But we look at that, and we got to come to it from this perspective. We don't look at it and say, well, should it be $1 trillion or $3 trillion or $5 trillion? What assistance do Americans need, and what assistance do Americans look at and say, no, listen, I'm capable of doing that myself. And I think that's where you get into those socialist ideologies of Sanders and Biden, where they want to make sure that they give everybody everything, because that's their mentality. They think Americans are capable of nothing.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1996 when the song Macarena began its reign atop the U.S. charts, the song spending a record 60 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, the song produced and written by Los Del Rio. The song was a hit in Latin America before gaining some popularity in parts of the United States, but really took off when it was added to Miami's Power 96 FM. A song, no doubt, that is still played at many weddings today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.